Mommy Tract by Whitney Gaskell. For Sam, keep that breathless charm. The world is full of women blindsided by the unceasing demands of motherhood, still flabbergasted by how a job can be terrific and torturous, involving and utterly tedious all at the same time. The world is full of women made to feel strange, because what everyone assumes comes naturally is so difficult to do, never mind to do well. Anna Quindlen, Thinking Out Loud. 1. Anna. Anna Swan had been running late her entire life, and things had only gotten worse since she'd become a mother. Mommy time, she called it. Mommy time meant that you automatically had to add an extra 20 minutes just to get out the door while shoes were located, diapers changed, sippy cups filled. Anna was now late for her mother's coming together meeting. She weaved in and out of the traffic, clogging up U.S. 1, swearing silently at every red light. The monthly get-together was a more organized version of what Anna's mother Margot had always called a girl's night out. 30 or so women would get together at a restaurant, drink wine, eat too much, and spend some precious, adults-only time away from the demands of children, husbands, work, and life. Anna's eyes flicked to the red numbers lit on the dashboard clock. If she got there right this minute, she'd be only 5 minutes late. Unfortunately, she was still 2 miles away from the restaurant, and traffic had slowed to a crawl. Shit, she thought. Mommy time strikes again. Her cell phone started to ring, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, and Anna fished around in her purse for the tiny silver phone, trying not to drive.